This is Ozarks at Large. Northwest Arkansas's unemployment rate for October 2011 is the same as the year before. Numbers released yesterday show the Northwest Arkansas unemployment rate for October was 5.9%. The region was one of only two metro areas in the state to not see a rise in unemployment when compared to the same time last year. Hot Springs was the only other area to not experience an increase in the unemployment rate. The Fort Smith metro area unemployment rate increased from 7.7% to 7.9%. The state's unemployment rate dropped slightly from 8.3% to 8.2%.
The Arkansas Forestry Commission says it will lay off nearly three dozen workers early next year. The commission says the layoffs are due to shortfalls created by shrinking tax collections associated with the timber industry. The executive director of the Forestry Commission, Larry Bocarosa, says the layoffs are direct evidence of the troubles within the timber industry.
It's been a period of time now, not just recently, not just this year, that the industry has been hurting in Arkansas, and it goes back before the 2008 recession. Of course, when that hit, that didn't help a whole lot. But from what I understand and hear all the time, housing construction is the primary reason that the industry as a whole is suffering as much as it is now.
Bocarosa says plant closures in southern Arkansas towns like Fordyce have also had a direct impact on the timber industry. He says over the last decade, the industry has shed some 30,000 employees nationwide.
The sidelines will look different next football season at the University of Arkansas. Coaching changes announced yesterday by the team include the return of Paul Petrino as offensive coordinator. The brother of head coach Bobby Petrino spent the last 2 years at Illinois. He replaces Garrick McGee, who accepted the head coaching position at the University of Alabama, Birmingham. The Razorbacks will also need to hire a new defensive coordinator after Willie Robinson announced his resignation yesterday. Also yesterday, special teams coordinator John L. Smith accepted the head coaching job at his alma mater, Weber State.
The University of Arkansas women's basketball team, now 7-1 after defeating Stephen F. Austin 61-46 last night in Bud Walton Arena. Arkansas next plays Oral Roberts Saturday night in Fayetteville. 70 years ago today, Pearl Harbor was bombed and more than 3,000 people lost their lives in the attack that spurred American involvement in World War II. Surviving Arkansas veterans who lived through the attack were guests at a commemoration today at the state capitol in Little Rock. Chris Holloway from our content partner in KUAR in Little Rock talked with one of the survivors about his experience.
When Walter Smith joined the Army in 1940, he had no idea he was about to enter one of the biggest wars in history. On December 7, 1941, the Japanese launched a sneak attack on American forces in Pearl Harbor, Hawaii. Now, 70 years later, 93-year-old Smith looks back on his 5 years he spent in the Pacific Theater.
I had a good experience and come out okay, so the time I joined, you signed up for 3 years, and that was called Foreign Service. You serve 2 years, you get out, but I got caught for my 2 years. Oh, I was glad I was in to serve a country, but you know, the way it was, I come out okay, didn't get wounded and nothing, get scratched, and so everything turned out okay. I just wasn't lucky.
Smith says he was an Army truck driver stationed near Pearl Harbor, and during the attack, he said he could see the smoke from the burning ships.
We moved out into a clump of trees next to a pineapple field. Then we got word of paratroopers that landed there, Japanese, but it was just a rumor. It was dark that night, rainy, and backed up road, hard to see. But other than that, then we got word one night troops had landed in the beach and went down there, but it was dry. It wasn't nothing to it, just a rumor.
I'm Chris Holloway.
Walter Smith was one of the survivors of the attack on Pearl Harbor, honored today at a ceremony at the state capitol. Chris Holloway filed that report from our content partner, KUAR, in Little Rock.
This is Ozarks at Large. Support for Ozarks at Large and KUAF comes from the Malco Cinema Razorback Theater, featuring the Met Opera Live in HD, presenting Faust on Saturday, December 10th at 11:45 a.m. Tickets and more information available on the web at malco.com.
We're bringing you stories about local entrepreneurs throughout this week. These locally owned businesses not only make our communities unique, but also contribute money to keep the local economy strong. Now, a Northwest Arkansan trade and barter exchange is helping more than 500 local businesses save some money. Ozarks at Large's Ithiagni Hotri-Madolker has the details.